So we got to the bottom of the last three words on Ninu and Bey's Amar Papa. So we've been discussing up until now the Machlokas, whether Iker Shira Bepeh or Iker Shira Bekli, whether Shira is accomplished through singing or through the instrument. So Rav Papa came along and said, Amar Rav Papa, Ketanai, the truth is it's really Machlokas Tanaim. The Tanaim argue, they debate this issue whether it's Bepeh or Beshir, or Bekli rather. So the Gemara says, what's the Machlokas Tanaim? Avde Kohanim Hayu Direi Rabbi Meir. Who were the ones who were playing the instruments? So the Rabbi Meir held that the Avalos, interesting, right? And Rabbi Yossi says, no, Omer Mishpachas Beis HaPkarim, Mishpachas Beis Tzifraya, Umamum Hayu. These three families were the ones, Shahayu Mesin Lakuna. They were the ones playing the instruments. And if you witness that these families playing the instruments, they, if a person would be able to, you can marry a kuna. See, Rashi explains. Yeah.
So
Levim are the ones who are singing.
I also thought that it was also the Levim who were menagin.
So we'll see. Also, there's opinions like that also. But we assume Dabar Pashat Levim were the ones.
I never questioned myself.
So first opinion says avadim. Second opinion says they were families that had yichus. And Rashi says they were families of Yisrael. You see Rashi four lines from the top. Masin lakuna. So they came from a family of yichus. So anyone who came from such a family, they knew their family were the ones playing instruments, and only someone with yichus, not a levi even, but even Yisrael, only Yisrael, you could. They can marry a kuna, because if you marry a kohen, the mission kedushin talks about you have to have yichus to marry anybody. Exactly. If there was an almana from such a family, so then you could remarry their wives, or if a daughter, you could marry the daughters without looking into it any further.
Oh, I understand. Oh, if that person was Nifter, who was Menagem, then the Almanos.
Right, because they only marry within Yichus, so such a family. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it was a members of Yisrael, three members of three families of Yisrael. And then the final opinion, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer Levim Hayu, like you always assumed, Levim ben Yisrael, but it was Levim. So what's the machlokas? It's a wide range. Avde Kohanim, was it Yisrael, or was it Levim? So Gemara says, "My lav b'ha kamiflugi." Are they not arguing about this very point? Meaning, demand amar avadim hayu kasaver ikashira b'peh. The one who permitted avadim is because the primary way of accomplishing the shira was through singing. The instruments was a way just to adding on some sound, background sound, and music, but that wasn't an avoda. So that's why we even permitted the avadim to perform it. So it's ikashira b'peh according to the first opinion of Rabbi Meir. And the other opinion is, Uman Damar Levim Hayu, the last opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, held not only Levim were permitted, because Hayu Kusavar, like you always assumed, Iker Shira Bekli, that it's, no, the way to accomplish Shira is through instruments, and you had to have Levim as the musicians, because this was considered an avoda. So that's how they want to explain the Machlokas. So Gemara says, Vitisvara, this is challenging, this logic, because Rabbi Yossi, my Kusavar, the middle opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who held that the families of Yisrael were the ones doing this, so he becomes somewhat problematic. Because my kasavar, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? E kasavar ikashir beper, if the real shir was... If you love other nami, anybody should be able to do the instruments. The instruments are simply background. E kasavar, if he held that ikashir bekli, so then the Levim were the ones playing the instruments in Yisrael. So how does he permit the Yisrael? So Ela the Chuyama really Gemara changes and says, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Weinberger's in Miami, so he won't show up.
Sorry?
Weinberger's in Miami, so he won't show up.
He's in Miami.
Yeah, he took a few days off.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's not coming, he won't be around Thursday, I guess?
I don't know. I don't know if he's coming Thursday. Yeah, probably not.
Okay, so Gemara says, where are we now? Ella.
Okay, Ella.
The Chuyama, right. Everybody agrees, really, Iker Shira B'peh. Really, you accomplish it through singing. Okay, so what's Machlokas about who plays the instruments? The B'hokam Mifli, they're arguing about as follows. The Mar Saver Hachi Havimaisa, Umar Saver Hachi Havimaisa. So they just say, who, meaning anybody could really play the instruments. Now that we're establishing that the Iker Shira is through singing, Levim are singing, anybody really could play the instruments. And then some says, no, the way it used to happen was, happened to be, the Avadim played the instruments, and the other opinion says, no, this special, these three families. And the other opinion thought Levim did, but really made no difference. It simply was It really just explained what exactly happened, but it's nothing fundamental as to who was actually playing the instruments.
Now, when here when it says, it refers only to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. It doesn't refer to the previous machlokes between that we had about the Chalil, right?
Correct. This brisa, everybody assumes, only this brisa. Exactly.
Okay.
There exists elsewhere an opinion that holds Bekli right. So Gemara says, L'may nafkamina, so who really cares who played the instruments? If we're saying it doesn't make a difference who's playing it, so why is there such a machlokes, whether Levim or the Yisrael or the Avadim? Gemara says, there is a big nafkamina because L'malin midur kamifkli. They're arguing about whether or not if you see someone standing on the duchen, the platform, where they used to stand and play instruments, can you assume, if you saw them standing on the platform, could you assume that they're yichus? Could you assume that they're levi to eat meiser? That's the nafkamina. So mandam are avadim hayu kusavar ein malim meduchen liyuchsin v'lo lemeiser. If they held that avadim were the ones playing the instruments, so you obviously cannot assume from if you saw them playing on the stand that they have yichus and then they eat meiser, so you can't conclude that way. With mandam are yisrael hayu, if the families of Yisrael were the ones playing the instruments, kusavar malim meduchen liyuchsin, you can assume that they have yichus of alo lemeiser, but you can't assume that they're levi and can't give them meiser rishon. If you assume that where it used to be that only Levim were allowed to play, not because they had to, but that's what they only allowed anyways, only Levim played the instruments, then if you ever saw someone playing on the duchen, you could assume that they have yichus and they're able to eat meiser because they're considered a Levi. So that's the three-way machlokas. Okay. Now the Gemara says, going back to what we discussed before, Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, look at Rashi for a second. Rashi, it's around the area where the Gemara is, a few lines above where we are in the Gemara. It says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, Le'el Kai. We're referring to a discussion that we had earlier. Apluksa de Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanim, Upalagad of Yosef. We had the machlokas earlier, whether the Kli Sharis can be made of wood or not. And Rabbi Yosef, up until now, we've been assuming, like Rabbi Yosef's explanation, that when it came to the shear of the Simchas Beishu Eva, it's not Docha Shabbos at all. The machlokas was whether or not you could use. Let's see the machlokas again. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Now they argued whether a challah rather could be Docha Shabbos or not. So Rabbi Yossi says it can be Docha Shabbos, and Chacham says it can't even be Docha Yom Tov. So what was the machlokas? So Rabbi Yossi had told us that machlokas was about a regular carbon, whether it's Docha Shabbos, whether chalil is Docha Shabbos in general. But when it came to the Simchas Beishu Eva, everybody agrees it's not Docha at all. Rabbi Yirmi is going to take a different... Exactly, Simcha Yisera. What was the Lashon of the Gemara? Simcha Yisera, I think it said. They're just simply Simcha. Right. It's Simcha, ve'eno Docha, it's Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmi is going to take a different approach to that machlokas.
And the previous machlokas, who said what? Rabbi Yossi said...
It's Docha Shabbos.
And the Chavim said it's not.
Not even Docha Yom Tov.
Right.
So Rabbi Yirmi says...
Only
the Chal, exactly.
Right.
So Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar, Machlokas Bashir Shel Shoeva, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. The Machlokas actually is about Simchas Beis Shoeva, whether the Chalok can be Docha. Not everybody agrees it's not Docha. No, they're arguing. There's Rabbi Yossi thinks it can be Docha.
According to him, in a Korban, everybody would agree that you do use it or not.
The Gemara is going to address that, I think.
Okay.
So right now, the focus is simply on Simchas Beis Shoeva. The Machlokas is surrounded whether the Chalil is Docha, the Simchas Beis Shoeva. So again, Machlokas Bashir Shel Shoeva, the Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Savar, Simcha Yisera, Nami Docha Shabbos. This enhanced Simcha, like Simchas Beis Shoeva, is able to be Docha. The Chalul can be Docha Shabbos for such a celebration. Rabbanan Savi Simcha Yisera, Eino Docha Shabbos. Okay. So, Avab, but when it comes to Bashir Shel Karbon, Divrekol Avodi. When it comes to regular carbon, like you said, it's considered an avoda. If it docha the Shabbos, according to all opinions, even chachamim, it will be docha the regular carbon. So different than that of Rav Yosef.
Because he would hold that the chalul is also an instrument. It's just that because it's wood, we hold that F sharp. What was the?
And we explained that point. Whether or not you learn F sharp, Mishi F sharp.
Right.
That was the basis.
Right.
So I guess they all hold you can learn Efshar from Efshar.
Right.
And the question is whether or not...
Time. No, we close. Morning, guys. Close. I miss you. Are you leaving?
Another convention?
I'm going to work.
Going to work, wow.
Actually work.
So early in the morning. Baruch Hashem.
Now.
Okay. Hatzlacha. Thanks for stopping in.
Afraid that the Spanish won't kill me.
Where are you going, to the Bronx?
Where are you going? Where are you going?
Brooklyn. Somewhere.
You should take me. I'll translate for you. Nice, sweet
day. Yeah. So, right, so I guess, right, you're pointing out that everyone probably agrees you can learn Efshar, Misha
Efshar.
Right. And you could be Docha Shabbos. The only question is whether the Simchas Beisher Eva is a reason enough for it to be Docha Shabbos.
Right.
Okay. So Gemara asks a question now at Meisive. Shir Shel Shoeva, Docha Es HaShabbos, Divrei Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. And Chacham Omrim, Af Yom Tov Eino Docha. Tiyofta de Riosa. Tiyofta. This Brisa is clearly agreeing with Rabbi Yirmiyah's interpretation that the Machlokas of Yosi Bar Yehuda and Chachamim is about the Simchas Beishoeva. While Rav Yosef earlier, yesterday's daf told us that no, everyone agrees it's not Docha the Simchas Beishoeva. So this is the Tiyufta, the unanswerable question of Yosef. Whenever you have a Amora challenged by a Brisa or a Mishnah, and he can't, he has no answer, it's called a Tiyufta.
Uh-huh.
He can't answer. That's what a Tiyufta is.
So it's Tiyufta.
So the Gemara says, Lema Bishir Shel Shoeva Hu Depligi.
So now it's trying to solve the Tiyufta, or just we just left it like that?
I think it's left unanswered. And then we're going to ask, I think, another question on Rav Yosef now.
But this Tiyufta is only according to Rav Yirmiyah.
This Tiyufta supports Rav Yirmiyah. It's a question only to Rav Yosef. Because
this is not Rav Yosef, this is Rav Yosef.
Right, Yosef, the Amora, right.
Okay.
Rav Yosef is the Amora. Yeah,
because Rav Yosef said that everybody agreed that Simcha you can't.
Right.
Okay.
And this Brisa clearly says the Machlok is Rabbi Yosi,
right,
okay, who's the Tana thinks it is. So Gemara says, Lema Bishir Shel Shoeva Hu Depligi. So maybe this Brisa sounds like the only Machlok is Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda and Chachamim is about the Simchas Beis Shoeva. But Aval Bishir Shel Karban, the implication is, Divya Kol Dochas HaShabbos. So Lema. So now, if that's the proper implication, Lema, let's say now, Teve Tiyufta Rav Yosef Betarti. Now it's a double Tiyufta.
Which is actually one.
It's right. But it's two different points.
Right.
The Gemara does this often.
Okay.
The Gilin Ashas here. Right, you see, the Gilin Ashas actually quotes another place. We have a similar thing in Daf Dalet Amud Beis, he quotes. We have a similar type of thing where it says Tiyufta, let it be two, a double question on the opinion. He says there are other places in Shas we have this also, where they just add on a Tiyufta on top of a Tiyufta. This is not an uncommon approach.
Where do you see that?
The Gilyan, I see that little circle in the Gemara next to the words Lema.
Oh, I never knew what it was.
You see, that takes you to the Gilyan Shas.
And it's here in this?
Yeah, in the inner page, a little bit towards the top.
Okay.
That's Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Oh, it's interesting, I never knew that.
Yeah, so Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's his Ha'aros on the Gemaras. So Rabbi Akiva Eger usually has two styles. Either he'll just quote Gemaras that have similar types of styles, or he'll ask like a Bam Kasha. So we see now, based on this Bryce, it seems to be a double Tiyufta on Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef responds now. He's Amalach Rav Yosef. Pligi b'shir shal sheva, v'hu adin l'karbon. No, the Bryce that only presented the Machlokas about being a Simchas Beis Sheva, they actually also argue whether it's Docha Karbon. Even though it was never presented that way, they never mentioned karbon. V'ha, he explains further, the kemifigli b'shir shel shreva, why do they only address the machlokas about the shreva and not the karbon if they also argue about the karbon, according to Rav Yosef? Lo diacha koach Rav Yosef bar Yehuda, to show the strength of Rav Yosef's opinion. Da'afilu de shreva, even though shreva, which is it's not a real mitzvah like a karbon, but just a simcha yisera, da'afilu de shreva nami dacha, it's docha es Shabbos. Even then, Rav Yosef will admit. V'ha katani zecha, but don't we have, okay, that's Rabbi Yosef's opinion. So Rabbi Yosef only has two tiyuftas, not one tiyufta. You can't bring a second tiyufta from that brisa because, in fact, it really never addresses the issues of regular carbon. It only addresses Simchas Beis Shreva.
Can we go back to the word, to the where it says Meitve, a little bit higher?
Mm-hmm.
It says Shir Shal Shoeva, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have clear that Shir is a Chalil.
The Shir
right before the
mm-hmm, yeah, I see that. That's a good point.
Because it's not really, it doesn't say that we're bringing a Tiyufta giving for granted that when it says Shir is a Chalil, right?
Yeah, that is a very good Ha'ara. But if Shir in general is not going to be Docha the Simchas Beis Shreva, So certainly included in that is going to be the challel as well. But
also, why should it has to be challel? Because why should it be usher to sing?
Right. Well, it could be other instruments, but if other instruments are not docha, right, certainly the challel, which is less, right? Okay. So we see we're up to now ha de kasani. So the Gemara says, so now that's Rav Yosef has a kasha from that brisa. He says it's really only one tiyufta to me, not two tiyuftas. Okay, either way, it's a tiyufta for. The ha katani, now we're bringing from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah at the beginning of this parak, yesterday's daf, told us, Zeu chalil shal beis shereva, quoting the chalil of beis shereva, she'ena docha lo'asa Shabbos lo'asa yomtif. So, therefore, this seems to support right now the, wait 1 second. Oh, so Gemara is making a dig now. Zehu, this, what's the word Zehu doing? Zehu chalil. Zehu sounds like Zehu deinu docha. This, when it comes to Simchas Beis Shoeva, the chalil is not docha, about the carbon docha, but it is docha something else, namely it's docha the carbon. So money, who's the author of this Mishnah that says the chalil is only docha carbon, but not docha the Simchas Beis Shoeva? So e-name, if you're going to say it's Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Ha'amar Shia Shal Sheva Nami Docha. He says, no, it's not only is it Docha of regular carbon, it's even Docha Simchas Beis Shoeva. So he can't be the author of our Mishnah. Elav Rabbanan. Is it not the Rabbanan who say that it's not Docha Shabbos, but it is Docha carbon? Sorry, not Docha Simchas Beis Shoeva, but it is Docha carbon, and ends up being a Tiyufta to Yosef, but Tarti Tiyufta. This ends up being, this is a second Tiyufta to Rav Yosef, and it supports Rabbi Yirmiyah. Because again, Rabbi Yirmiyah held the Mechokas of Yossi Rabbanan were only about Simchas Beis Shoeva. When it came to the shear of a regular carbon, it is Docha.
1 second. So, it seems that it's talking about the Chal of the Simcha Beis Shoeva, right?
Right.
And then, so this is the one, so it's saying that according from this, we learn that in the case of the carbon, everybody would agree that it is Docha. Or not.
In the it's not, the diak from the mission is right only by Simchas Beis Shoeva and that, but right.
Oh, so we don't know who said this mission. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda.
So it can't be him because he says it's always docha.
Right. And Rabbanan.
Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah.
Right.
Rabbanan say it's docha.
Right. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbanan said that it's docha, even the Simchas Beis Shoeva.
No, for Rabbanan, it's not Docha Simchas Beis Shoeva, but no. It is Docha.
Right, for Rabbanan, it's not Docha Simchas Beis Shoeva. Right.
But it is Docha regular carbon. So according to Rav Yosef, it's never Docha anything.
Right.
So Rabbanan can't, Rav Yosef can't be Docha. There's a kasha to Rav Yosef.
It has to be according to Rav Yirmiyah.
Exactly.
So it's a tiyufta, and that's how we deal with
that. Right, and this is the second tiyufta, in addition to the Braisa above.
Well, the Braisa above was explained in a way.
Well, the Braisa, we wanted to make two tiyuftas, so we said there's only one tiyufta from the other Braisa.
Right.
Our Mishnah is a second tiyufta.
Right.
To Rav Yosef.
So
Gemara not want to know what is the basis of the machlokas, whether ikashir is beklir or ikashir is bepet. So Gemara explains, my taima, what's the reasoning, demand amar ikashir beklir? What's the source that using instruments is the way to accomplish shira? Dechsiv, the pasuk says, Vayomer Chizkiyahu says, lehalos ha'ola, mizbech, to go bring the ola up onto mizbech, ube'es hachal ha'ola, the moments of bringing the Ola, Hachil Shir Hashem, so sing songs Hashem, V'achat Sotrots, with trumpets, V'ayde Kli, David, Melech Yisrael. And through the various Kalim of David HaMelech, that's how they would accomplish the Shira, through singing. Okay. So that's a source, based on this pasuk, which is found in Dibur Yamim. We see that instruments were the ones that were serving the purpose of. There's no mention of singing here. It was instruments only. And my time in demand, Amar Ikashir Bipeh. What's the source, the reasoning that the opinion thinks that Peh is really the Ikar way to accomplish Shira? So they quote another passage in Divrei Yamim, a few Prokham earlier, by He Ke'echad L'Mechatzotrim, and it was one of the ones playing the Chatzotrots, Ulim Mishorim, the ones singing, Lashmir Kol Echad, to project one voice. So this is Mishorim, the ones singing. Ah, but doesn't the word Mechatzotrim sound like they're instruments also? The Chatzotros. The Chatzotrim are the ones playing the instruments. So you look at Rashi. You see Rashi, the Chatzotrim. It's the last Rashi before the Mishnah in Rashi. It says the Chatzotrim, the Mishorim. He says, V'hachaloksiv kelim. Doesn't mention kelim here at all. Only talks about singing. Ab v'chatzotzotz, that's mentioned. Lav klishir ninu. Those are not klishir. Shein l'tkiyos ha-tamidim ha-musafim. They don't make... It makes a sound, but it doesn't make music. You can't use trumpets as music. It just blows a horn. So, therefore, the ikar shir is really bepeh. That's the machlokas. It seems to be, it's a steer in psukim and divar yamim. So, one opinion really...
But it says chatzotzos also in the first
place. Right, but then it goes on to say Kli David. The Kli David Melech Yisrael was the kelim that we were referring to earlier. Right, you see, look at that previous Rashi. The previous Rashi says, Heichel shir Hashem v'chatzotzos val yedei Kli David. Alma Kli David shir Hashem karile. Emphasizing Kli David. The Gemara says ve'idach, but doesn't the other opinion nami haksiv vayomer chizkiyah? So the opinion who thinks it's about kli peh, what do they do with the pasuk that says kli shir? Hachi kamerlu, hachel shir Hashem bepeh, begin singing bepeh, then ayde kli David melech Yisrael levesume kala, and then use kli shir to amplify, to have a good background music, but the ikar shir is really bepeh. Someone asked me about last week, I think, what the word Chayiv Inish Lebesume means. Lebesumet, that's the line in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Zayin, to drink. You're supposed to drink on Purim to get drunk. What is Lashon Lebesume? So I said, one of the opinions might be Lebesume Kala. Just like, Lebesume means just to do a lot.
Lehana'im et kolam, to make it nicer.
Right, so drinking, you drink, it didn't mean to drink. Lebesume means to do a lot. So it means here to do a nice singing. So when it comes to drinking, it means do a nice amount, a lot of singing. Lebesume means to amplify, I think. Then the Gemara says, what about the idach? The opinion who felt that really ikar shir is bekli. Idach nami, what are they going to do with the pasuk? Haksiv vahi be'kachal mechatzotrim u'mesharim. Isn't there another pasuk that says the ikar shir is really accomplished through peh, through singing? Hachikamar mesharim dumya de mechatzotrim. That the singing should be similar to the ones playing the chatzotzots. Ma mechatzotrim lekli, af mesharim lekli. Just like the trumpets were played with the kli, so to the singing doesn't mean singing bepeh, it means singing through playing instruments, through kelim. And that's how they interpret that pasuk. Okay, so everybody deals with each pasuk, and at the end of the day, it's machlokas, ikar shir bepeh, ikar shir bekli. Okay, the new Mishnah teaches us now as follows. Mishalo ra simcha beis sho'eva, lo ra simcha miyamav. A person who never observed the simchas beis sho'eva, never really saw a true simcha in his lifetime. B'matzei yom tov harishon, the evening of the first night of Sukkot, or the first night of Chol Hamoed, shel Chag, Yardu le'ezes nashim, they would go down to ezes nashim, u'mesatkin sham tikkun gadol, they'd make a large menorah, shel zav, a large golden menorah.
What's the tikkun gadol?
Mar's going to explain what exactly the tikkun gadol was. Then there's a menorah shel zav, a large golden menoros rather, and a few of them, sham, v'arba svalm shel zav, and there were four little containers on top of each of these menoros. B'rashem on top. Varba sulamos lechol echav yachad. There are four ladders going up to each menorah. Varba yiladim mipircha kuhuna. Four young kids from the family of kuhuna. Ubiadem kadim shamev esim lug. And they had holding up pitchers of 120 lug of oil. Sheimatil lechol sefel v'sefel. That they would dump into the sefel on top of each of the menorahs. Umibali mechnisei kohanim. And the worn out pants of the kohanim. Mahamin and Mehen, and the different leftovers, Hayu Mafkin, they would rip up into little strings and make wicks out of them. Ubehen Hayu Malikin, and they would light them as the wicks, the oil and the leftover pants from the Kohanim. V'lohaya chatzar b'Yishlaim she'enu mi'ir me'or beis ha'sho'eva. There was no chatzar that was not lit from the strong lights that came from the Simchas beis ha'sho'eva. So we go, before we go further in the Mishnah, Tosas, a small Tosas on the bottom here, Mivloi Michnese Kohanim Umaha Mainihen, the worn out pants. So first actually before I even get to the Tosas, look at Rashi for a second. I'm sorry, Rashi, Mivloi Michnese Kohanim, the worn out pant, Umaha Mainin Uma, I can't pronounce that word. Yeah, let's go to Rashi for a second. Umaha Mainehan Hayumafkin, we michase big day srad, shayum Michel Sibor, Umav Natayan Hayishanim. Mafkin koron lasos psilos. So the pants and the other one is avnetim. The belt and the pants were used
for all the begotten.
So that's what Tosas asks. Tosas asks, Tema, the lo chashim nami ksonas tsugam hiya isa shel sheish. What about the shirt that wasn't used as well? And others ask, what about the mitznefes, the hat that they wore? That, well, why didn't they use that? So in terms of the hat, the Kesem Mishnah says, since the mitzefas was so thin, it wasn't really flammable. It didn't really do much, so they didn't use that. The Melech Shlomo, who's a mitperish on the Mishnah, he says, because they only used things that were commonly worn out. Apparently the hat the material was made from was pretty strong material, wouldn't wear out so much. Or maybe the fact that hair doesn't, you know, putting it on your head doesn't get worn so much. It gets worn, but as opposed to pants, which get rubbed up against your legs and get worn out more, I guess apparently the hats were not as worn out. Okay, in terms of the shirt, I don't have an answer for the shirt. Tosfos says it's tzarachin. He doesn't know why the shirt wasn't used.
I think probably the avnet would be very very hard to burn because it was like a 24 fold. Nobody went to learn that the avnet was much thicker or something.
The avnet was, I don't remember how many,
remember.
But it was thick. But they tore it up in pieces. They strings out of it. Uh-huh. But also, this is a pretty large thing of oil, so maybe you need a pretty thick. Now, Tosfos and Shabbos asks, how could you use this? Isn't this an Isser Me'ila? The big Dikuna, where Kli Sharis, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us. So how could you get Hanah from this?
Right.
The violation of Me'ila. So a number of answers are given. Just to mention a few of them, Tosfos himself and Shabbos answers, this is in the Sugya of Hilchos of the Chanukah Sugya, right in the beginning of Chanukah, in the second paragraph.
Once it's done, there's no Me'ila.
Right, so, but this wasn't, there's no mitzvah that was complete. There's always a mitzvah to wear.
Yeah, but once it's old, it's already.
So that might be one of the answers. Once it's worn out, it's no longer fit.
Right.
So then,
the mitzvah's over.
I think that's one of the answers that they say. Sfas Emes writes, no, they were poded, they redeemed it.
Uh-huh.
Tosfos himself answers because this is a very interesting answer.
But this was, okay, because this was owned by the Black Klal Yisrael, right? Because it had to be.
Michel Tzibor, right?
Michel Tzibor.
Mm-hmm.
And who was poded? Also the Pramanya of the Tzibor.
Yeah, I guess, all right. They took the from the Lishchas. Now, Tosfos himself gives a very interesting answer. Tosfos says, no, this permitted to violate Me'ila in this case because it was the Tzar Chavoda. Tosfos writes, against what he says here, Mishom Achlokas, what's the point of the Simchas Beishu Eva? Was it a celebration of the Nisach HaMayim or was it a celebration of the Sukkos? So here, Tosfos mentioned the concept of Sukkos. He spoke about the Rachakodesh, doesn't mention Nisach HaMayim. In Shabbos, he says the point of Simchas Beishu Eva was to celebrate Nisach HaMayim. So therefore, in essence, it was really a celebration of Navoda. It was therefore the Tzarech Havoda. It wasn't just Stam Simcha. It was the Tzarech Nisach HaMayim, and that's why you're allowed to use this. It wasn't just using getting Hanah for no reasons. It was a Tzarech Havoda, and it wasn't a violation of Mila. That's how he gets out of this problem. Okay, now, one other thing before, there's so much good stuff here. The Ritva asks, the Mishnah began saying, Mishlo ra simcha beis ha-sheva, lo ra simcha miyamav. Person who never observed this, with a similar type of lashon at the end of Maseches Tainis in the Mishnah there, that there is no happy day, lo hayu yom tovim liyisrael kamosan. There's no greater yom tov than Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. So, isn't simchas beis ha-sheva, this also seems to be pretty high up in the list. Why is there, you know, seems to be two different lists there. So, so the difference is this Mishnah is talking about a specific simcha in the Beis HaMikdash. The simcha of Tu B'Av and simcha Yom Kippur was a simcha that was throughout, existed throughout all of Klal Yisrael. That's why it's two different lists. Okay.
Tu B'Av is when they went out to the fields. That was.
Exactly. Exactly.
That was when basically.
There are number of reasons that were given. One of them is that they said go out, they would borrow clothing from each other.
Right.
Don't look at my beauty, look at the internal beauty, the spiritual beauty.
I don't know if you learned the Mass of Pilegesh Giva,
mm-hmm.
that they promised that none of the daughters would marry, that none of Bnei Israel would marry anybody from Binyamin.
Mm-hmm.
So they went on Tu B'Av, and Chachamim made that when the girls went out to the fields, they would actually kidnap them. And taken by force.
Oh yeah,
because it was the only way that
you can marry
that they could marry them because it was an oiness, and then they wouldn't be over the shvua that they did.
Uh-huh.
That nobody from the family of Anais. It's a crazy story.
Does Gemara Tainis talk about that? I don't remember that.
I learned it in uh-huh. But it's a crazy story because the whole Pilei Yeshiva is a crazy story.
Yeah, it is a very crazy story.
They destroyed. There was no Shema Binyamin. They killed them everybody.
It's a pretty crazy story.
All right.
Okay, the Gemara now says, where do we go now? Okay, so we're up to the last line of the Mishnah here, the last line of the Amud. Chasidim v'anshei ma'isa yu miraktin b'fneim. the Hasidim and the Anshei Ma'aseh, it wasn't just anybody, only the Gedolim, they would dance in front of them. As Machlokas, who would they be dancing in front of? So the some Perushim say they danced in front of the Levim. I'm not sure what that means exactly. I guess the Levim were singing, and they would dance in front of the Levim. That's according to the Ritva. And others, the Tosafos Yom Tov says they were dancing in front of Klal Yisrael. And the third opinion is that they were, they were dancing in front of someone or something. And Bavukal Sha'or, they had these torches, and Shibyodayin. And Rashi says, very interesting Rashi, top line, Bavukal Sha'or. He says, Zorkin Osam Klapi Mala, they throw them up, and they juggle. Umakablin Osam, and catch them, throw them and catch them, these torches. The Yesh Shibakin, Lasos Kain, Barba Bavukal, so Bishmona, they could throw four or eight.
Exactly.
Yeah, the jugglers, Bezorik, Zu, Makabal, Zu, throw this one, catch this one, throw this one, catch this one. So they would do all these different types of dancings and tricks. And the Omrim Lefnam, they would say Divrei Shiros v'Sishbachos, they praise Hashem and sing, and Valavim v'Kinoros, they would play the harps, v'Nevelim, v'Tzaltim, v'Chatzotzos, and various klishir. Below Misbar, without number, there's no set amount. The Mishnah and Erechim talk about this amount of Kalim, this amount of Klishir for this carbon, this Klishir for this. When it came to Simchas Beishir, there are no numbers. As many as you possibly could have, it's filled with instruments. And Al-Chameish Shasrei Ma'alos HaYordos Ma'azis Yisrael Le'ezis Nashim, there are 15 steps that went down from Ezis Yisrael down to Ezis Nashim, Keneged Chamisha Asar Ma'alos Shabatilim, Keneged the 15 Shir HaMa'alos that exist in Tilim. Shalem Levim Omdin, the Levim would stand on these 15 steps, Beklishir, with instruments. V'omrim Shira, V'amdu Shnei Kanim, and then you have two Kanim, Shar HaElyom, standing on the upper gate, Sheyorud Me'ezes Yisrael, Ezes Nashim, the gate that went from the Yisrael down to Ezes Nashim. And these Tekanim would Shnei Chatzotos B'yodein, they'd have trumpets in their hands. Kar HaGever, and then the Kar HaGever, the chicken, the rooster, would crow in the morning and say, it's now it's dawn. Tiku V'hiru V'tiku, they'd blow the shofar, do a tekiah, the chua do a tekiah. And Hagila Mala Asiris, now when they would finally get to the 10th stair, as they go up the staircase from the from Ezes Nashim up until the Ezes Yisrael, so then they would hear tekiu, they'd blow another tekiu, another chua, as they're going up the stairs with the Nisach HaMayim. Again, remember they took the Nisach HaMayim. Morning time came, they started going up the stairs. The 10th stair, they did another tekiu, another chua, another tekiu. And then Higila Ezra Azar. Then they finally got to the 15th stair. They're on the same level as Azara. Then another Tiku V'hiru V'tiku, another blowing of the trumpets. Hayutokin V'holchin, they continue to blow the shofros, or chatzotos rather, Ad Shemegin L'Shar Yotzei M'Mizrach, until they got to the eastern gate. Higila L'Shar Yotzei M'Mizrach, they got to the eastern gate, the Hafchu Pnei M'Mizrach L'Marav, then they face the western gate. So I guess they go up, remember the Shar Mayim was in the south. They go up to the south and I guess walk to the east. Then they do an about face and face the west, which was towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, Azar, exactly. And then they face the west and say as follows. V'amru avosenu shayu b'makum azeh, our ancestors who were in this very place, achareim el ha-hecha, they turned their backs to the hecha, they turned their backs to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'pneim kedma, and they faced towards the east. And they would start bowing down to the east as the sun was continuing to rise in the morning from the east. They would bow down to the sun. But our eyes are to him, to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rehuda Omer, Rehuda would say a slightly different language. How you shown him, they would say to repeat it. We are to you. We are to Hashem, and to Hashem are our eyes. Okay. So this is the whole procedure and procession that was done for the Nisach HaMayim. Now Gemara explains as follows. Tanu Rabbanon. Mi shelo ra'a simchas beis shrei v'lo ra'a simcha b'yamav. The person who never observed the simchas beis shrei never really saw a true simcha. Mi shelo ra'a yushlaim b'tefarta. Anybody who never saw the yushlaim in its great grandeur and glory. Lo ra'a krach nechman mil. Never saw a beautiful city in his life. Mishla Rab Beis Hamikdash Binyano. Anybody who never observed the Beis Hamikdash in its full structure, La Rab Binyano Mifur Me'olam, never really observed the beautiful building. Mahi. So Rashi says, Mahi, what's the question here? Eizu Minat Binyanim. Which Beis Hamikdash are you referring to, which is so beautiful? Rashi says, was it Shel Shlomo? Perhaps was it of Nehemiah? Or perhaps even was it Hordos, who kind of destroyed and fixed up the Bai Sheni. Which of these three possibilities was the beautiful Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So Amar Bai says, V'isayim Rav Chisa, others say Rav Chisa said this, Zeb Binyan Hordas. Really, the Hordas was the beautiful, Herod had a beautiful structure, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. He added so much glory to it. So B'mai Binyana, with what did he build the Beis HaMikdash? It made it so beautiful. So Amar Rava, Ba'avne Shisha, U'mirmara. He used different types of marble. Rashi explains, Right, one was a green type of marble, one was a white type of marble. Okay, very nice. Ikadami, others say, no, Ba'avne Shayasha Kochla, he used a blue type of marble, U'mirmara Afek Shafa, Vial Safa. Then he had, what he did was, within the marble on the outside, he had to go in and go out, go in, go out. And he wanted to fill each line that was indented, Kiecha de la Kabel Sida, in order to enough to hold some cement or plaster. And Savar L'Mishayi B'Dava, he wanted to then put gold on top of this. And it'll have marble, gold, beautiful appearance. And Gemara says, Amru Le Rabban, Rabban says to him, Shavke, leave it alone actually, don't fill it with anything. Leave the little indentions there. Why? The Hachi Shapir, it's much better the way it looks right now. Because the mischaze ka'adusa diyam, it actually gives the appearance of waves. In fact, it goes in and out, looks like waves. And that apparently was much more beautiful. So Rashi just explains a little bit, the mechze ka'adusa diyama, ki gali hayam, like the waves of the water, sha'avanim mishunim bimareim zumizu, they're different, depths. In and out. When you look at this, Bahen Shotos, they kind of get confused. And Niras Kiilu Gali Hayam Him Nadav Nam had this image of moving up and down. That's what it really looked like. So the question is, what in the world? It was just like a nice appearance, or was there something more fundamental? Was there a connection to the waves and the walls? Was it just like a very interesting, cool thing that he did? That image.
But it seems that he didn't. He wasn't miscovering to do it like that.
No, he wasn't.
Once he was, and he was going to change it. They saw that that's what it was.
Exactly. So the question, had this really cool type of illusion that it gave off. So was it because of this illusion, or was it something more fundamental? The waves connected somehow had a deep meaning to the base of Migdash. So they explain here, quoting from the. I'm not sure who explains this. But they connect this to the Yushalmi about the Tchelis and the Tittis, which is Dom L'Yam and Dom L'Kiya, Dom L'Kisa Kavod. So therefore, and they wanted the base of Migdash, the Yushalmi says, to be similar to the water to remember the Kisa Kavod. And in particular, when it came to Bayis Sheni, where they lacked the Hashras Hashchina, they really wanted to serve as a reminder. So when they saw the waves, they reminded them of the Mayim and the Rekiya and the Kisa Kavod, and that's why particularly they wanted it to be like the waves. Gemara now says, Tanya, the Brisa states, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishla Ra di Yeflostan.
Yeflostan.
Shachsandria.
Yeflostan.
Okay. So anybody, it's a Lashon Yavanis, it's a Greek word, yeah. Rashi tells us. And it means Dayos Shnai, means two. And Palu Rashi is Lashon Sarim, two ministers. Kimo Metropolin, Kimo Dioflin, Miro Meditainis, Satan Lashon Stav, Shnei Stavin, had like a little platform. So there seem to be two rows of platforms of ministers sitting in front. So what's this referring to? So anybody who never saw this, the Flostin of Shalach Zanjer that was in Egypt, Shematraim, Lo Rab Bechvodin Shaiso, never saw the great honor of Klaiso. What do you mean? Amru Kamin Besilka Gedola Haisa Stav Lefnim Mistav. There was a Kamin Silka. There was a, Rashi explains that there's a large like platform.
Basilic, no?
Yeah. I thought, maybe, what do you think it was, maybe?
No, basilica is in Spanish like a.
No, you could
like
be right.
Like a building, basilica. A church is called a basilica.
Oh, yeah? Oh, so maybe it means that. Maybe it's a type of a shul.
Ha basiliki hu binyan meruba gadol, ha banui be signon ha romi, right. Ha atik, beshimesh al pi rov, kebeit mishpat, umakom. Right. Basilica is usually
like a church, or in case a shul,
or a type of building from the Roman times.
Uh huh. Okay.
Gag haya nitmach al yedei shurot amudim, im hu haya rachav mimyuchad, hu haya mitchaleket al shtayim or shlosha shurot shel amudim. Because a lot of the churches from the time of the Romans were called basilica, I guess because of that.
I never knew that.
if you go to Italy.
Okay. Never been to Italy. So the Basilki Gadol, so this large, I think Rashi calls it a very large building. Rashi even used the Lashon of, I see, Paltirin, which is maybe even a palace, a large structure. So there were the Stav Lefnim Mistav. They had different rows of people. Pam Shayu Bo, certain times, I'll read the parentheses for now. Shishim Riboy Al Shishim Riboy, there are 600,000 times 600,000 Kaflaim, Kiyotzi Mitraim. There are double the amount of people who left Mitraim here, 1.2 million men. Vahayu Ba Ayin Alf Ketajios Shazov, connected Ayin Alf Shason Hedge Gadola. There are 71, what are Katajios here? Okay, 71 chairs, golden chairs, which corresponded to the 71 members of the Sanhedrin. Each one was no less than 21 measurements of gold, quite expensive and heavy. And there was a bima, a wooden bima in the center.
So this is talking about the Beis HaMikdash that they tried to build in Alexandria, or this is...
They tried to build a Beis HaMikdash there, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, could
be. It was a Beis HaMikdash in Alexandria.
Oh, that was talking about the... that was called... I forget the name of that. I think it's just a large shul. So they built a large bima, wooden bima in the center. The chazan akneses omer aleh, and the chazan would stand on top of the bima. Vasujin biyado, he have a handkerchief in his hand. Vechevin shegil anus amen, when it came to say amen to whatever he brach, he said, halameinif besudah, he'd start waving the flag. Vechol am on amen, because it was such a large arena, you couldn't hear what he said. They had no microphones. So when he waved it, they knew now it's time to say amen. Velohayu Yoshim the Urban, they wouldn't sin mix up. Elazavim b'fnei atzman, the I'm not sure if gold means the people who worked with the gold. Rashi says, yeah, the surface of the ones who the gold miners, or maybe the ones who melded gold, sat in their own section. And Ksafin, the ones who made, you know, pranasa was with silver, b'fnei atzman, they sat by themselves. And Nifachim b'fnei atzman, the ones who blew barzel, they had sat separately as well. The Tarsayim b'fnei atzman. And these are people who were nechoshes, which was copper. The ones who the weavers sat on their own. When Ani came in, entered to the shul, Sham Hayamaki Bali Umarasa, he was able to recognize where his profession sat. And Vinifna Lasham, he would go to that area, Umisham Parnasaso, and from there he'd get Parnasa. I'm not sure what it means, he'd get Parnasa from there.
He would get to know other people and get
network.
And a network, exactly.
Uh-huh, okay.
They didn't have Facebook or
right. Okay.
LinkedIn.
So
LinkedIn.
There's a big business expo, I guess, in the shul. I guess this does not seem to indicate you could talk business during davening class, right. But they got friendly with the members of
it's
the Chol Moed, okay. Parnasa is Anche Beso, and then they be able to get Parnasa network for the family to provide money and food for the family. So fascinating shul they had there. Amar Bai says, V'chulo katlinu Alexandria muktin. Alexandria wiped out, killed every single person who was in that shul. My time. What was the reason why, Yanchi? Why were the entire city destined for punishment? Why were they all wiped out? What did they do wrong? Yishum de'avre ahaykra. They violated the following pasuk. The pasuk says, in Parsha Shoftim, I think it's Parsha Shoftim, lo sosifun liyosha b'derech hazeh od. You cannot return back to this way. When they left Mitzrayim, there's an iser to return back to Mitzrayim. So the Inu Hadar also, and they returned back.
I never heard the story that I know about this Gemara, but I never heard that he killed them.
So this is the source. It's the big Shiloh. For the Rambam, himself, he writes in his letters.
Yeah, I know that. I'm the one who's over every day of my life, and you know.
Right.
But here it says, "Amar Banel Mebarer Shelo Itachen Shemeduvar Kan Al Alexander." מקדון, כפי שגרסת הגמרא שלפנינו, שהרי הוא חי בתחילת תקופת בית בית שני שיסד את העיר אלכסנדריה, ואילו ההרג, ההרג שנעשה ביישוב היהודי, שם היה בתקופת הרבה יותר מאוחרת. So this wasn't Alexander, the Alexander, the great.
The great, it was someone else. So when he came, when Alexandria came, Ashkechinu dehavi karu b'sifra, he saw that they're reading from the sefer, the pasuk Yisa Hashem alecha, goy merachok, Hashem is going to lift you up from a distant nation. And Amar, he says, let me understand this for a second. Michdi, hahu gavra bai lemeise svinta ba'asar yoma dali zika. What did he say to himself?
Amar Alexandros, Mikdi Hahu Gavra by Lemetes Fina Beshara Yome, Are Otohaish, I knew Annie Alexander, Hashashas Fina Totova, Lekan Be Asarayamim, Sheken Amur Liot Zmana Haflaga.
He thought it'd take him 10 days to get here.
Right.
But really, Dali Zika, the wind, Vasi Sfinze Bechamish Yome, took half the time.
Right.
He took that as a message. And said, Nafalayu v'katlinu. Therefore, he killed them. Says, this is Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to kill them, so I killed them. So, a number of things come out of this Gemara. A number of interesting halachic issues come out. One is that, we mentioned this a while ago. When we were doing Pesachim, I guess. Right, we had a discussion. Adam had the Shaila. How could you answer Amen when you don't actually hear the Bracha? Called
right,
Amen Yisuma.
Because they used to raise
right, he didn't hear the bracha. And the Gemara bracha said, you can't say Amen if you don't know what you're answering to. So they answer, no, it's only true when you're trying to be yotze through a bracha, you have to hear and know what they're saying. If you're just simply saying Amen to say, oh, yes, that's a good bracha, Amen is a good thing, we're not to be yotze, so then you can say Amen even though you don't know exactly and you don't exactly hear what they're saying.
יוצאת מגדר הרגיל במסעוע למלחמה ביהודי אל אלכסנדר. היה לו סימן טוב לניצחונו עליהם. He just saw it as a סימן טוב. ולבשתו רוח עוז והתכבד עליהם והרגם. וחזל הביאו את הפסוק כדי להראות שאכן התקיימו בהם כאן במלואו הזרת התוכחה על העתיד לבוא לישראל אם יחטו. Crazy story.
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Now, another point out, the Ramosha writes, from this discussion, who was the one standing in the bima in the center? It was the Chazan HaKnesses. Not the Chazan, not Shlich Tzibur, the Chazan HaKnesses, who was the Gabbai, the Shamash. He was one waving. Where was the Shlich Tzibur, says Ramosha? The Shlich Tzibur was in the front. Yori Lefnei HaTeva, and he goes in the front. That's where he went to. So you see from here, Ramosha says you shouldn't have the Shlich Tzibur davening from the center. But apparently the Rajba writes in the Shuva that no, even the Sheikh Sibur was also in the center in the Bima. That becomes some shul have a minhag that he davened, that the Sheikh Sibur should daven Musaf in the middle or not.
Yeah.
Moshe felt he should always daven up in the front.
But why would you learn from the Beis HaKnesset that wasn't really, you know, that was the wrong thing, that they did the wrong thing anyways?
Right? Well, this thing isn't the wrong. No, this thing was the right thing. I mean, in fact, they went down. They violated an Isra'in HaNami, but the setup of the shul, the Gemara says,
right,
this is Kvod L'Shei Yisrael. It did it in the proper way,
right,
but in the end day, there was an Isra. So in terms of the Isra to go down to Mitzrayim, there are a number of different approaches here. I myself actually once went to Egypt. I once went to Cairo.
Uh-huh.
When I was in Shana Aleph, my parents came and we went to Cairo for a few days. We took a boat ride on the Nile River.
We saw
Ramam's Geniza. There's a whole Geniza there. We went to the Jewish quarter. We were told we can't wear anything that resembled anything American or English words we were allowed to wear. This is before things got crazy in Cairo. This was 13 years ago. So Rabino wasn't very happy when he found out that I went. But either way, so is there a hetter to go?
He wasn't, or what?
He was not happy that I went. Not happy. Either way, so there are hetterim to go. Some of them say it's only an issue to go live there.
Uh-huh.
If you're not going to live, just going to visit. You're allowed to.
Okay.
Others say it's only us to go back the exact way that Klai Yisrael left, this exact route they went to the Midbar, that's us to go on that very same route. But if you go a different way through El Al, so then it wouldn't be an Isser. Okay, the question was right now it's 56. Should we stop here?
We can stop here.
This might be a good stopping point, I think, yeah.
Getting close.